morning, everyone. I'm glad to introduce some of our work in here. We did some digging in the Sierra Nevada of California. And what we are interested in is about the pedology process happened. I believe everyone in here are very familiar with Jenny's theory about soil forming factors. In here, we kind of interested in what will happen below the, usually we think about soil, what happened will below 1 meter and 2 meters. And in here, we find that regular weathering could happen in here down to 10 meters. The first questions we are interested in is about what controls the regular thickness, like why some of it is thick and why some of it is shallow. And the first thing we find that if we have more biotypes, we will kind of have more deep regulars. And that is explained because the biotype is the it's the first step for granite weathering. So if you have biotype, then the water come in and you get expanded, your regulars will be get thicker in here. So we find the relationship explained like more than one third of the regular thickness variations. Besides that, we also find that if you have a large mineral size, then your regular thickness will be thicker. This is a negative relationship, because if you have a large grain size, then your joints and fractures in here, it's hard to get the water in, so it's increasingly difficult for the regular weathering. Then you have a shallow regulus in here. And this relationship we only find at one watershed with precipitation is 979 millimeters, but not at another watershed which have more water coming. So the mineral site in here is done to play an important role in here. We have a second question is, what makes it different about soil and weather bedrock? Like why we find a lot of clay and iron oxide in the soils, but less in the weather bedrock. And what we did is we built a temperature model from surface soil to 10-meter regulars, and we convert the accumulated temperature into the heat energy, and we find the annual heat energy load have a really good positive relationship with this clay and iron oxide concentrations. And also, an interesting part is this is our two watershed. And at one watershed, we have higher temperature, and this relationship have a steep slope about the regression lines, but have in another watershed have a little bit of lower temperature, and the slope of it is less steep than another watershed. So I think this is the result I want to present today, and I have poster in the afternoon, so I'm happy to have any questions and talk with all your people in here. Thank you.